This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Do we need a special way to introduce you? Like, do we have bells and whistles and things that we can use that will call everyone's attention to the fact that Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here?
Yes.
With a list?
Yes. Bells, whistles, explosives, bells. Pyrotechnics. I want to make an entrance like I'm Goldberg in the WWE. I want there all sorts of things to come out of my mouth, you know. Flames. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually.
Dragons have flames coming out of their mouths.
I actually like big entrances, you know.
I mean,
from a show business standpoint. Oh boy. That's more for Bozo the Clown. I find it amazing that you always have these sound effects handy wherever you are. Where do you pull them out of? Where do you pull them out of?
All around my studio. I have things all around the studio here.
Oh, my gosh.
Are applicable to things not... This is a formal big-time show, and I probably shouldn't be doing that. I should give you the credibility and the credence that you deserve and get you into the list.
No longer a hope for that. That disappeared years ago. But here's the list anyway. I will
list, please.
I wouldn't come to this program listless. At number 10, we have California's Proposition 1 was passed, and that's tied with the bigger subject of homelessness, which you're not supposed to say anymore. It's the unhoused.
Yeah, I'm saying it. No.
The unhoused.
I'm not falling for that. No, I'm not falling for that.
Homelessness.
Yeah. You know.
At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 8, TikTok legislation, and the Department of Justice is suing Apple, the very device upon which I am reading this information is monopolistic.
iPhones, iPads. Yeah, right.
Chaos in Haiti at number 7. The number 6 subject is the federal budget, and among things that have to do with the economy, Biden's EV initiative. He's pushing electric vehicles. The Israel-Hamas war.
That goes with the unhoused. The same category. Anyway, please.
Well, that whole EV thing is very is a very convoluted, interesting subject. Number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. Number 4, U.S. migrant crisis, and the law in Texas, the controversial rulings in Texas.
Do you understand where we are with that now? Does anybody understand really where we are?
I don't know where we are in terms of whether we're doing it or not doing it, or whether the Supreme Court said they can do it, or all I know is I understand the spirit of it, but it's a very, very dangerous law. And that's why it's controversial. It has nothing to do with whether you're for or against undocumented illegal people. People. Are they people? What are they?
You can say it. I can say it.
I guess we could say whatever we want. The point is that Texas thing is complicated. It's also it's troubling. The Fannie Willis case is at number 3. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. Everybody's talking about that and his money. And the number 1 topic is the presidential race and primary elections, which are at this point foregone conclusions. The people on the survey, Gavin Newsom at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, number 8, Mike Johnson, number 7, Anthony Blinken, number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu, 5, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, Letitia James is at 4, Fannie Willis is at 3, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden, as March 2024 marches on.
All right, so we'll get to some nuance from the people list and the story list published at talkers.com every week, by the way, and also Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. This program is brought to you in part by the device. Well, I don't know if I'd call this a device. This is a product that is used to lose weight called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I'm happy to say I've been a spokesperson for this company for about 8 years. They've been in business for 27 years. And so the conclusion that I or anyone who had any common sense or any kind of brain power, if a company stays in business for 27 years and they are advertising for 8 years on one single program, that's got to tell you that the product works, right? Wouldn't you? I mean, that's the conclusion anybody, no matter how dull you are, you can figure out, hey, this company must be worth something. It must be a good company because they're in business and have been for quite a long time. So find out what it is that people are doing, what are they using, and how does it work by going to toploss.com. You can find the Calotren team there. You can connect with a consultant that'll help you lose weight. They have all kinds of support there. We've just been through the St. Patrick's Day sales circle and cycle, and now we're into the spring cycle where you can save a lot of money. The deal is explained at toploss.com. All you have to do is use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping, and the great spring into spring. Lose that weight and get a lot of help. So check it out for yourself for all the deals. Talk about it with your spouse, with your friends, people in the family, and to get on the program so you'll feel good about yourself and you'll actually be doing a lot of good for your body. Calotren, all natural weight loss product at toploss.com. All right, so let's go back to Mike Johnson is number 8 on the people list, Michael.
Yeah.
And I have said this before, and I probably will say it again. I have respect for this guy. I think he's done a lot of good since he's been there. A lot of people wanted to focus on the secondary part of his, whatever his beliefs were, but he's a good organizer, and he's done, I think, a lot of good, frankly, to try to bring this yahoos and that body together. And I noticed that he's going to invite Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress because, you know, there's a lot of controversy about whether we should be supporting Israel and whether we should be spending the money there and in Ukraine. And I made the observation, and I wondered what your thoughts were as I said this, when we our military-industrial complex is funding, basically, or fueling the war by supplying most of the ingredients of war in both locations. And then we send number 7 on the people list, Mr. Blinken, around to Israel and the Middle East, and also to Ukraine, but more in the Middle East this past week, to try to find a solution to the war, which we are funding and fueling. Find it just very interesting. I wonder how many people catch the nuance of that.
Well,
safe territory here, or what?
Well, I don't know. Safe from what? Are you saying that we should end the war by not funding it?
I'm saying we're hypocrites. That's what I'm saying. We fuel. We didn't start the war. The Hamas people started, but the Israelis knew there was going to be an attack, and they didn't tell anybody, and it just happened. And so now the war goes on and on. It started last October. Lots of controversy about the Palestinians and what's happening with them. But the tools of war are coming from American companies, as the tools of war in the Ukrainian war are coming from America. It's good business for our companies, but yet we also are having our country, the people who run the country, are trying to find a solution to those two wars, and the people that are
perhaps they're trying to find. First of all, I agree with you about the military-industrial complex does fuel war. There's no question mm-hmm. about that. However, in this specific case, or these cases, in terms of Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Hamas, there are other countries involved that are fueling the other sides as well. Is the solution to just roll over and let our allies and let democracy die at the hands of authoritarian, dictatorial, communist or communesque states?
and it becomes complicated. I don't know. I don't know if the way to peace is appeasement, and that sometimes. Yep. So there are other facets to this. Primary example is when Hitler was mounting pressure and starting to show signs of being dangerous. Some people felt that you know, we should appease him.
Yeah,
we should be diplomatic.
Joe Kennedy,
him.
The father, was one of the big,
and the problem, because human nature has both good and evil elements in it, and one is eventually forced to pick sides, whether you like it or not, or just roll over and play dead and then be dead. I don't know whether or not it's that easily solved. You bring up an interesting point, though. It's that I just look at as part of the equation. I think it's more complicated than that, but that's just me.
All right. One of the things that complicates the discussion of the war in the Middle East is the anti-Semitism that has attached itself to the Israeli position, or to the feeling that the Palestinians are getting barbarously treated by the Israelis. And that there seems to be a lot of ignorance, lack of information, lack of knowledge, fake news, you know, whatever. But anti-Semitism is no question, especially on college campuses, is becoming a big problem. And, you know, universities are rather not getting involved in it than say something, which is seems like it's counterintuitive, doesn't it? Does it seem like that to you?
Well, I have about 5 seconds to answer you because we're coming on a break.
Yes or no.
So why don't we
yeah,
talk about
pick
on
it
the
up.
Other side? Yeah.
All right. That's a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? 18 after on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com, and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin.
It's not your typical weight loss formula. It's not a diet product that suppresses your appetite. It doesn't make you feel sick or jittery. It's not working against your body. It's actually working with your body naturally. You take it at bedtime. It helps with sleep, which I know that's going to be great for this time of the year with the time change. It helps with joint pain. It helps repair and rebuild lean muscle tissue, which is what is revving up your metabolism naturally, without drugs, without stimulants. So it's safe even if you're on medications. And if you give it time to work, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days.
Now, what do we have as incentives? Because there's always some kind of incentive.
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it.
Daylight savings specials. Get them at toploss.com and lose that weight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the focus on anti-Semitism as it relates to the number five story this week, the war in the Middle East. And Michael and I were talking off camera, if you will, off mic, off air, about something going on in college campuses or on college campuses around the country, and the fact that a number of colleges are either going out of business or they are merging. And, you know, the financial cost of sending somebody to school, what do you actually get out of it? But I think one of the things that's fueling the disruption this year is all of this, these protests and kids that are getting involved in things that, unfortunately, they don't really, I don't want to say understand because that sounds elitist, but they don't get it. Is that they don't know the real story. Am I right?
I would assume that college students don't know the whole story. Otherwise, why do they have to go to college? I mean, whole purpose of having an education is to learn what maybe you don't know or to test it against other points of view. Tying together anti-Semitism, first of all, before the dangling conversation from before we had the break, that the Israel-Hamas war is sparking anti-Semitism. Quite often, people who have anti-Semitic tendencies or feelings that they may otherwise hide or repress or you know, keep quiet. Anytime Israel is in the news, particularly with war, it gives them an opportunity to express their anti-Semitic feelings under the banner of being anti-Zionist or against the government of Israel. That'll always be confusing. There'll always be a blur between those lines of, are you criticizing Jews or are you criticizing the current government of Israel? And that will always be a blurry mess, and one that we have to be very careful in determining, okay, what's the cause of that criticism? Is it anti-Semitism? Is there a double standard against Israel? When we were attacked by
Al-Qaeda on 9/11. Did we have the right to go in and bust up people's heads and start a war and have songs about we'll kick you in the butt and all that out of national pride and national anger? Does Israel have the right to defend itself against a heinous attack that was just absolutely brutal and terrible? Does Israel have the right to defend itself the way we have the right to defend ourselves? You talk about hypocrisy. Where, you know, mm-hmm. let's be real here. So that that whole issue, that's how I sum up my reaction to the anti-Semitism that's unleashed when Israel gets into warfare that we would consider quite legitimate if we were in that position or other people are in that position. Does Ukraine have the right to defend itself? Does Ukraine have the right to blow up bridges? Does Ukraine have the right to send drones into Russia? You know, hypocrisy is all over the place on these issues. That being said, as far as schools going out of business because of you tied in anti-Semitic demonstrations, based upon that blurry situation I just described, maybe it is. I think that schools going out of business because they operate too much as a business. I'm shocked they're running out of money. I think they look like big money grubbers, and I think that that's an interesting conversation, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think it's all very interesting. We are at a pausing point in the countdown, 28 after the hour now, with Michael and Doug.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 34 at the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Later on in this half hour, you'll hear Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority that we turn to for comments on some of the legal issues. The stories, for example, the Department of Justice suing Apple is number 8 this week on the Countdown Survey, which you can find at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So, Steve, I'm sure we'll have a comment on that, among other things. And he also, by the way, is the interview that you can listen to, MH Interview. Michael does interviews with lots of people that are important to our business, and Wiseman certainly is in that category. So that interview at mhinterview.com. All right, let's go back to our list and the war. The reason I'm sort of sticking to this for a second is because I'll bet you if we have 1 million people listen to this program, 995,000 of them will not know that the United States has troops in Niger. There was a coup there this past week, and most people don't know that either. And so the new leadership said our troops have to leave. Okay, well, there are a number of things in there. Again, talking to the war machine, that issue that played into our discussion of number 5, what's in the Middle East, and number 9, what's going on with the Ukrainians. But think of where we spend our money and where we have troops and bases and, you know, Air Force, Navy. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And who would have thought? People don't even know where Niger is.
Well, I mean, there are American troops all over the world. We have bases all over the place.
Yep.
And so you know, you say, you know, a very small percent will know that we have troops in Niger. I think a very small percent even know that we have troops all over the world. And I bet you an even smaller percent know, and I'm getting into water way over my head because I don't have statistics and specifics to back it up, but let's just say I know I'm right. There are troops from other countries all over the United States. There, we have bases from other countries located within the boundaries of the United States of America. That's all I'll say because I'm not prepared to back it up with, you know, there are 200 Norwegian troops in Alaska and there are, you know, all kinds of weird statistics like that.
Training mission, supposedly.
Or for whatever reason. Exactly. Yeah. The point being is that the world is one gigantic armed, you know, powder keg.
War camp.
Oh, yeah. So when you talk about the military-industrial complex, I go, yeah, I completely agree that that is a major problem of the bigness of our society and the bigness of the United States. But I also...
We can't control all these people.
Right. But I also recognize, and this is where maybe you and I see it differently, the unfortunate need to maintain a strong presence in the world.
Okay. Yeah, I won't argue that point with you, but I will argue what happens every year at budget time when the Department of Defense has $700 million that they haven't used for anything yet, and so they spend it having tools of war manufactured that they don't need, and then they come along and give them to local police departments, the SWAT teams and all of the stuff that they have in communities that haven't the slightest idea how to use any of this stuff. They're not trained in it, but yet they have these SWAT mobiles, and they have all this armament, all the tools of war. All they have to do is request it. So send us some, and in some cases they don't even request it. They just distribute it, and they do it in the name of, we have money to spend, so let's spend it. I mean, what kind of, talking about cockta thinking is that? Cockamamie, whatever you want to use to.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. One of the stories in the news this past couple of weeks that we haven't touched on here because it's mostly local in New York was Governor Hochul of New York State deciding that the subways are very dangerous in New York and calling up the National Guard. This is, you know, the militarization of local policing.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it sure
because,
is.
Because there are basic understandings within a free country and a democracy, all the way back to ancient Rome. The armies were not allowed to come into Rome itself. The Roman armies were not allowed to be in Rome. They had to be on the exterior. They had to be on the periphery. They had to go out to outlying places to fight. The idea of the army at home was considered dangerous. Now, we're talking about military science here and politics on a complicated level. But you follow my drift, right?
Sure do.
That when you go past a certain point with a paramilitary organization, which is a police department, suddenly going over that line and becoming a military organization where they have tanks and they have machine guns and they have bombs and you know, you call SWAT teams, which are basically, you know, military units. It gets scary because it opens the door to a real police state where we have security based upon that type of authority. And it's very dangerous. So Hochul, to make the subways at least appear safer, called up the National Guard to have a presence in the subways. And there's a big outcry about that. Why do we
stay tuned? The next month there'll be a Law and Order episode on that.
Oh, well, that's thank goodness for Law and Order. That's where we learn all of our information. Right after she did that, it's viral all over the country right now. There was a shooting on the subway. A disagreement between a couple of parties on the subway escalated to a knife fight, escalated to a shooting, escalated to disaster. So,
and that was the subject matter of last night's Law and Order, by the way.
Was it?
That story, exactly. Yep.
Boy, they turned it around. They turned it around.
They turned those around in three weeks. The Law and Order stuff is now, at least the original Law and Order show, because they want to stay so close to the headlines, it's a three-week turn. That's how quickly they're doing
it. Well, I have to salute them, because one of the things that I've noticed, and I don't watch it religiously, but I come close to that, is that they don't seem to have a Hollywood bias.
No.
They seem to make an effort at being even-handed politically in dealing with these issues.
Yeah.
And
I think they've been successful. They've been around for 42 years.
Yeah.
Think about that. Since the 80s.
It's been 42 years.
Yeah, there are 480 episodes of Law and Order that have been done over the years.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It is amazing, absolutely.
Yep, it is. I want to acknowledge a couple of stations that are carrying the Talk Radio Countdown show, including KAOI in Maui and KWBG in Boone, Iowa. Been on those stations for a long time. Congratulations, and thank you for being a part of our Talk Radio Countdown family. The focus on what's going on in technology, the list this week includes Apple and TikTok, but there's a couple of things that I want to tie together, if I may, with your permission, from the Countdown story list. One of them has to do with one of the other technological, this is an old-timer, Reddit, went public this week, and the shares increased in value on the first day of trading by 50%. So it went up like a rocket. So people who have you put a couple of bucks away in Reddit, you're doing okay. Now here's another one, and this is tied to our friend Mr. Trump. Apparently next week, Trump, and this is, I wonder about this because of how it sort of flies into the fact that he can't come up with a bond. He's about to get $3 billion richer because his own media platform, Truth Social, is going to go public in a merger that will make him the majority stockholder. And because of that position, when the stock is not liquidated, but when it becomes public, he'll overnight on his balance sheet show that he's $3 billion richer. So does that help him figure these paper gains? Does that help him get the money that he needs to? This is, by the way, I think this is most outrageous. I don't even like saying this. I don't have to every time apologize for my feelings about Trump. But, man, is he getting screwed on this thing. This New York thing with the way he's got to come up with 400 and whatever million dollars worth of a bond, and he can't do it because he doesn't have the riches that he said he had. He's not liquid. So this woman in the Attorney General of New York is going to take his property. Do you realize how un-American that is? How outrageous it is? At least from my point of view. I'm interested in your point of view on this one.
Now, my question of you is, you're a man who deals with property. You're a farmer. You're a landowner. You own companies. You own businesses. Are other people subjected to having their property seized when they're in default of money that they owe the government?
It depends on what the default is. I think that's a good question. And is everybody being treated the same?
Yeah. In other words, is he just on a larger level,
Well, the question, that's one question. My question is, how did it get to this point in the first place? I mean, this guy has had a lot of squeaky deals in his history, and he's not paid a lot of subs and that sort of thing. Mm. But the world is full of contractors and business guys who do that. So But that wasn't even the charge. The charge was that he overinflated his net worth and his value on loans. I mean, everybody does that. We all have done that at one point in time or another. And I say we all because I might have said that I have, $100,000 more than I actually have in order to get a loan.
That's
illegal. Is that against the law?
Yeah. I've never done it. I've never done it. Mm. You said we all have done that. That's a hell of a statement. I never did that. I'm afraid to do that.
Yeah.
I'm a Boy Scout. I'm serious. I'm afraid to do stuff
I'm not
like
saying
that
I'm not a Boy Scout. What I'm saying is that there's a different interpretation. Somebody appraised a piece of property of mine at one value, and another appraiser said it was another value, so I took the higher value. Mm. I could back it up. That's what I'm saying. And that's what Trump does. So he's going to lose everything because of that? Nah.
What it comes down to, and your point is very well taken. All right, I'm just throwing stuff at you to create discussion. What it comes down to is Donald Trump above the law? That's the question. And
does he think he's above the law?
Does he think he's above the law? And is he above the law? is the proof is in
should
the
he be?
Mm-hmm. Should he be? Is he? Does he think he is? Do some people think he is? Is the presidency of the United States above the law? These are questions that history will look at this period as having worked out those issues. Some people say he's brought it on himself, a lifetime of corruption, a lifetime of cheating, stealing, lying, not paying his bills and all that is caught up with him. And now he's getting his. Some people think it's a form of justice. Some people feel it's political. Those are the issues of the time. This is what we're dealing with the Talk Radio Countdown show. This is what Talk Radio is dealing with. And you present... certainly a legitimate point of view when you say very boldly, I think Donald Trump is getting screwed. That's what you said. That's a fascinating statement.
In that case, I think that he is. Okay, we'll pause now. Continuing with the countdown is 48 after. Michael and Doug here on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now 53 after the hour, bringing into the focus of our excitement is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor at Bentley University in suburban Boston. He's also the country's leading expert on scams and identity theft. He's the founder of the website Scamicide.com. Also, his book, Identity Theft Alert, is very popular and probably needs an update because we got all these damn scams and scammers, right? It doesn't make any difference what the line is. Your politics, look at all of the hacking that was done or is being done by the Chinese and by the Russians and others into our political system. Not that we don't do it with to them, but the fact that you can do it, Steve, is something I think is very disturbing. And how do you fix it? You don't stop it, right?
Well, you can make efforts, but you're right. It's truly a game of whack-a-mole. And, you know, when you talk about the influence in the political systems, and this is significant, and it is something that we've done as well. But there's also, when you're talking about China, Russia, and then my fear is even some terrorist group, if they have, enough wherewithal, is the attacking of our infrastructure. And there was news this week about the fact that our water systems around the countries have been infiltrated. And this is really frustrating to me. You know, I wrote a piece maybe 2 years ago when an incident happened in Florida where the water supply there and the water purification plant was hacked. This is very, very serious. And since that time, really not enough has been done. We don't have any kind of required standards for cybersecurity. And then with a lot of people working at home, even if you're dealing with something like important infrastructure, makes them easier to hack. And, you know, we're at a disadvantage here. And it is definitely very, very society threatening.
You know, also this week, I don't know if you saw this, every DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, computer system in every state was hacked. Then you think about, okay, so how would that be possible? You know, it's obvious that none of us like the DMVs, and no matter what state we live in, they're all run horribly. But the vulnerability that the system has for them to, whoever it was that attacked them all at the same time, that's got to give you a real cause for concern.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing about this, and there's two things that a lot of people aren't aware of when it comes to that. You know, the cyber criminal geniuses who are able to do these massive data breaches and hacks, there's actually a relatively few number of them in the world, mm-hmm. at least according to Interpol, the International Police Department. What happens is their business model is they'll hack in, they'll steal all this information, and then they go on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods and services. They have their own marketplaces, and they'll sell all of the data that they have stolen. And how do they get in there? And this is the interesting thing, because I've always wondered why intelligent people fall for scams and identity theft and all of these attacks. And in the research I've done is we have a part of our brain called the amygdala, and it's sometimes called the lizard brain. And this is one that reacts quickly to danger, fear, emotions. And so all rationality goes out the window. So you get a spear phishing email, an email coming to, or a text message coming to a worker at the DMV. And suddenly there's been a problem with their bank account, and they have to click on a link. Well, people are going to be scared, and without rationally thinking about it, boom, they click, they download the malware. The malware allows the data to be stolen. And, you know, even warning people ahead of time, when we deal with what seems like an emergency, we just fall prey to these scammers who have a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied.
That whole movie, Beekeepers, is about that very thing, frankly. All right, another item for Steve Weisman's legal mind. The Department of Justice suing Apple is number 8 this week on the story list. What do you make of that?
Department of Justice, which was it? It got interrupted for a sec.
The Department of Justice suing Apple.
This is really interesting. The antitrust department of the Department of Justice has gone after Meta, Facebook, and now they're going after Apple, saying that indeed they are harming consumers, particularly when it comes to iPhones and stifling competition and harming consumers. You can wait around for hell to freeze over before this case will ever get resolved, and then possibly even in a Trump administration to be dropped. But it is fascinating. The head of the Department of Justice antitrust is big and heavy.
All right. Well, there you go. How our tax dollars are being used and spent. Stephen J.J. Weisman, who is the official legal mind on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.